Wow.
Well, that was good.
Wow, that was really
good.
They did a great job. Give it up for them again. Give it up for them again. They did so wonderful.
That was good. So,
you want to know what, Cody? Tonight, we're going to tell Westbridge to grow up.
Really?
Yeah. You know, a bunch of kids are going to tell you to grow up.
All right.
And how to do so. Like Joe said before, growing up can be looked at like moving up different levels on a video game. Well, Cody and I, we're here to talk about the first level. The first level we need to grow up in is the what we know level. On this level, we will grow to know our knowledge of God and to our knowledge of what God wants us to do. We're going to actually open up our Bibles. The scripture will be right up on the back screen for you.
Oh, awesome.
It's going to be 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I wanted to spiritual people. I had to talk to you though you belong to this world or as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger, and you still aren't ready." I can't believe this. Paul actually told people in God's church to grow up. These people that need to grow up are supposed to be holy people, people inside of a church that love God just like us. You know? He says, "I had to feed you like infants." He also says, "You're not ready for solid food, and you still aren't." Well, there can be people here tonight that still aren't ready for solid food. So, Cody and I, we need two volunteers.
Two brave volunteers.
Two brave volunteers.
We need two brave ones.
All right.
Let's see who's out there.
Two
who's
brave
out there?
Volunteers.
I'm going to take Ryan. Ryan back there. He's going to be my volunteer.
All right.
James, you get to
who
pick
else?
One. Keep your hands up.
Who
wants it? Who wants it?
There might be some prizes.
There will be some prizes.
There might be some prizes.
There we go. Right there.
Tyler.
Right there.
All right,
that's
Tyler.
Good.
Cool. You
that
guys
is good. All right, man. I'll get everything ready. All right.
All right. So basically, we're going to use you guys real fast to show you a little bit of something. It's gonna be a fun time. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, Cody.
Here you go.
Let's
I got
feed
Ryan.
Them
you got Tyler, all right?
Some baby food.
All right.
You know, Paul did it to the people.
This is good.
We're going to do it.
I'll go first here, Ryan, all right? Paul, when he told us we're not able to eat solid food. We're not mature enough. So this is what I had to feed you. Nice squash. Here we go. All right, open wide, buddy. Open wide. All right, come on. Ready?
Oh,
chugga, 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 chugga. Come on.
Oh, come on.
Here comes
Ryan.
The airplane. It's flying in.
Ryan,
right?
Remember, there's
open
some prizes,
up. Here
buddy.
We go. Nice squash. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh
all right. Yes.
All right,
yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Tyler, well, we have some ham and gravy for
oh,
you.
Oh, man.
And you know.
Ham and gravy. Swallow
you know,
that,
gonna,
but you got to swallow it. Trust me. It's worth it.
We're going to sit up here and, ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, here comes the choo-choo train, buddy.
Ham and gravy.
Chugga, 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 here we go, Ty.
Choo-choo. Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how does
there
that
we
taste?
Go.
How does that
That
taste?
Was great.
Oh, that's yummy, isn't
it? That was great.
That's
all right.
Great. Well, Cody has some water for you guys.
We got some water for you guys. Wash that down. Some napkins. Here you go. Here you go. Water. There you go. But now, the big reason we want you up there is you get some prizes here.
Some awesome prizes.
First, here we go. Here's yours. First, we got a limited edition Westbridge postcard.
Look at that.
Westbridge coming out. Here you go. Here you go.
All right. Here you are, buddy.
But we're not done right there. We're not
done. What else do we have, Cody?
Oh.
What else do we have?
We had these specially made portraits of
us.
Oh,
see
that you get to bring home and put on your mantle. Hang on the Christmas tree. Here we go.
And I even signed it for you.
And this signature. You got the signature. It's going to be worth something, right?
Put a string in there. Hang it up.
I'll wear it as a necklace.
There we go. There we go. Great. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Give a round of applause for them. There we go. That was rough. There we go.
Wow. Thank you to our volunteers. I bet that was kind of disgusting.
That was rough. That was rough.
I wouldn't want to try that baby food, would you?
That was gross.
All right. Well, wasn't that great, Westbridge? Wasn't that great? Well, we were just fed like babies. Well, let's grow up. Let's start to feed ourselves. Listen, we need to start doing the work so we can get closer with Jesus. Pastor Drew can't stand up here every single week and say, "Open wide, here comes the choo-choo train," like Cody and I just did. We really need to feed ourselves. Pastor Drew can help prepare our food, but we need to be able to take it and put it in our own mouths solid food, not baby food. So what the fuel group did was we learned the best way to level up, so to say, and that's with a bite plan. And me and Cody want to share this bite plan with you. So, hey, Cody, what's up?
Awesome. Exactly. All right, well, the BITE program has four parts. We got B-I-T-E, and first off is B. B stands for Bible. B is one of the more simpler but yet most crucial pieces of this plan we're creating. James stated before about how we need to feed ourselves and fuel our own bodies instead of just thinking that one meal a week on Saturday nights being spoon-fed to us is enough. That's why Bible is the first piece of this acronym. The first thing we need to do is dive into our Bibles head first. We need to get to know our Bibles. Read it, study it, memorize it, use it, and most importantly, live it out. The Bible is our treasure map to the celestial city, and it must be followed. So first, gang, let's set a goal for your reading. Instead of just opening to a random book on a random page, because I know none of us do that here, we are going to set a goal on how much we are going to read and how much we're going to learn each day. You know, wouldn't it be cool if a whole bunch of us here made a plan of reading the whole New Testament in a year?
Oh,
can
I
it be
we
done?
Can do it.
I think
we
can
do that.
I think so.
Or
how about we memorize a full book of the Bible? Memorize it, word for word. Mm. All right? I know we have some go-getter people here who will plan to read the entire Bible in a year. Mm. How about that? I was challenged to get into my Bible this year, every day, and really study this thing. And it's hard. I'll give you that. It's hard to do it every day because you think you're busy, but it can be done. All right, James, one down, three to go. What do we got next?
Cool. Thanks, Cody. So now we have the letter I, and the I stands for internal growth. What we mean by this is we must grow internally in areas of our life that we haven't grown in. Maybe it's our endurance, our courage. Perhaps it's our patience or joy. It could even be love and sacrifice. Internal growth tells us which areas we should choose and then ask God to help us grow in them. You know, just a simple prayer could have that area grown in easily. Just like, God, where do you want me to grow? What do you want me to learn? Then read all you can about that subject in your Bible. Buy books on it. Ask a leader in your men's group, your women's group, Octane or in Fuel. Talk to an elder. Use all the resources that you can. You know, you can listen to podcasts and you can watch services online. Take some time to learn about it. But then just don't learn it, actually do it. That's a huge part in growing. Then ask God, what do you want me to move on to next? What other areas can I grow in? But choose one and work one at a time. That's the B and the I plan. So what do you got?
That's good stuff, James. That's good stuff. Internal growth, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll be on that. All right. Good stuff. Well, one of my favorites is what we're moving on to is our third piece, which is the T. T stands for topical growth. This is us setting our sights on a topic that we want to learn about and form a biblical basis on. What does God say about premarital sex? What does God say about sexuality? What does God think about my hopes and dreams? All different subjects. What does God think about politics, war, marriage, dating? All of those subjects and questions are what we need to grow in God's knowledge on. We need to dive into topical growth and level up. Gang, the world around us will ask us what we think of all kinds of topics. I know many of my teammates in the locker room have, and you and I need to have godly, biblical responses on these topics. I remember being challenged one day about the military. I'm looking to go in the military. I need to know this stuff. Should a Christian soldier shoot a man in battle? How can you be a Christian and go to war and defend one's nation? So I leveled up. I put my T into action there, and I had to learn all about the topic because I didn't know any of it. You want to know what God thinks, what I learned? You want to know? Well, I guess you're going to have to go and dig into your T and dig into your Bible because that's what we have to do here. We need to level up. The Bible has every answer you'll ever need. We just have to go in and find it. James, last one. What do we got?
Good stuff, Cody. I like how you already kind of threw a challenge out there. That's really cool. Finally, we get to the letter E, which is external expression of your faith. This is how people see you. We hope that by following your Bible, focusing on internal growth, topics that you are learning will lead you to this letter A, which is the external expression of your faith. So if your faith is real, if it's real on the inside, it should be real on the outside. God is amazing, and we love him. So let's show people that we love him. Let's show them how real our God is, and how much faith we actually put into him. So if you're trying to figure out how I can do this, you can start a Bible study in your home or at school, maybe even at work. You can make videos and post them to YouTube and Facebook. You can go visit a soup kitchen or a homeless shelter. But the key is shine God's light outside of church. Express your faith to non-believers. We need to make plans, and we need to work off of them. You will not grow accidentally, but you will grow when you have a plan and you work off of it. So that's how we can go along with that. Cody?
That's cool, man. You know, when James and I heard of this plan, we got so excited about leveling up and growing up. Immediately after Acquire the Fire, we made our bite plans and have been keeping each other accountable and have been using them heavily to this day. Growing our knowledge level has made a big difference in helping us make tough decisions and handling adversity that comes our way. We encourage you to join us and develop your own bite plan. You know, we were excited to tell you all about this and just teach you the tools that we are using to grow up in ourselves. You guys were great. We thank you so much. And you volunteers, you really took it hard. So thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks.
Far. Is it good? Did we live up to your expectations? All right. Okay, so we all know that to grow up to the next level, we need to establish the bite plan, just like Cody and James said.
Correct.
Now it's time to grow up in another level. The second level we need to grow up is the who we know level. This level is the level of our relationships. Here we are called to grow in regards to people above us, beside us, and those coming up behind us. I will describe three relationships we need to cultivate in our lives and be proactive about. When we look into our Bibles, we see all three relationships being lived out by the Apostle Paul. The first relationship Paul grew in was with Barnabas, and the second was with Silas, and the third was with Timothy. And I'd like to look at the first relationship Paul had, and my friend Jimmy will discuss the last two. I'm going to be talking from Acts chapter 9, verses 26 to 28. If you want to open up in your Bibles, it'll be coming up on the screen right there. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how on the road he had seen the Lord who had spoke to him, and how at Damascus he had preached boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them at Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. Here we see Barnabas took Paul under his wing and became his mentor. This is the first relationship that is important in our Christian walk. However, Barnabas did take Paul under his wing himself. We shouldn't wait for mentors to come to us. We should actively seek out mentors. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm." So when we seek out mentors, who should our mentors be? Well, for starters, they should not be our unsaved friends or coworkers. Instead, it should be someone who has lived the Christian life longer than you have, has more knowledge about Christ than you, and lives out the scriptures in the way that you would want to live them out. These people, depending on who you are, could be your pastor, could be your youth leader or pastor, or it could be your parents. These people are important to answer your questions and guide your decisions in a biblically minded manner. Find your Barnabas. And if you have one already, you are on your way to steadfastness in Jesus Christ. Jimmy, what are the other two essential relationships to help us grow?
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. So now that we've learned about having a Barnabas relationship, it's time to learn about another relationship that's just as equally important in growing in our relationship with God and leveling up. If I asked you if you ever had a friend who you considered a brother or a sister because of how close you were, how many would you say that you have someone as close to you as a brother or a sister? I thought so. This is what we call a Silas relationship, a true friend. Now, the Apostle Paul had a good friend named Silas who helped him grow in God, and Paul helped Silas grow in God also. Both of them were on fire for God and pushed each other to grow further and further in their faith. Westbridge, these two were the real deal, true friends. In Proverbs 17:17, it says that a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. And this is exactly the case in a Silas relationship. Did Paul and Silas love each other at all times like a Proverbs friend does? Yeah, they did. But it's easy, Westbridge, to love your friends when times are good. It's easy to push each other closer to God when there's nothing standing in your way. But to have a friendship like Paul and Silas had, you need to find a friend who sticks with you closer than a brother. Now, as you hear about Paul and Silas and the friendship that they shared, maybe you're realizing you really don't have a friend like that. You don't have somebody pushing you farther and farther in your faith. If you're praying and you realize that you can't seem to find a Silas in your life, maybe you just don't know what to look for. Maybe you don't know what a Silas looks like. So I'm going to discuss some character traits of what a Silas should look like in your life. The first character trait of a Silas is same gender. When looking for a Silas, your relationship with your friend can grow very quickly. God is an intimate God, and when he works through you with another person, you two grow in intimacy towards God together. Now, when you're looking for a Silas, you're looking for a friendship, not a date. So, therefore, point number one, same gender. There you go, same gender. Point number two, they need to have the same beliefs and the same mission. That means not just in your relationships with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife or your husband, but in friendships too. When you go out and you look for a friend, you need to make sure that they have the same mission in mind. They want to get to the same place you do. And thirdly, they need to have the same desire to grow. They need to be someone that you can have hard conversations with. And they need to be somebody that can hold you accountable to your beliefs. Your Silas has to be somebody who can tell you something, say, man, I see something in you that I don't think you really like. Your character is better than this. And you're not going to get offended when they say that. Those are the three things that a Silas looks like. Now, these character traits are important things to look for when seeking out a Silas. So to sum it all up, basically, a Silas is someone of the same gender with the same fire for God in their hearts who are going to keep you accountable and push you closer to God. And in the same way that they're a Silas to you, you're a Silas to them, pushing them closer to God every step of the way. The two of you together, proclaiming the gospel, worshiping together, and staying faithful through the storms. So everyone has to have a Barnabas, like Jake said. Everybody has to have a Silas, a faithful friend who sticks with you like a brother. And finally, you need a Timothy, helping you grow, and you're helping them grow, being their mentor. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Paul and his relationship with Timothy. Timothy was young when Paul met him, but by the time he was 19 years old, he was in charge of churches, overseeing the churches of God's land. Now, as Timothy was overseeing these churches and pastors, Paul was mentoring him every step of the way through. Paul was a Barnabas to Timothy because he put the time and effort into mentoring him into the person that he knew he could be. When Paul first met Timothy, though, he was not as far along in his walk with God as Paul was. Timothy was a new believer, and Paul took him under his wing, fed him scripture, and spoke life into him. Westbridge, we all need at least one Timothy in our lives, someone who we can find that doesn't know God like you know God, and to show them how great our God is, because our God is great, is he not? Amen? Amen. We need somebody like that. We need someone who doesn't know God, and we need to pour life into them. Now, for me, this has meant that I've had to make some adjustments with who I spend my time with and who I don't spend my time with. But I'm committed to growing in Christ, and I want to get this relationship level of my life where God wants it. I want to level up, and I've seen differences already. I know where to go for counsel. I know where to go if I need a friend. And I know where to go if I need to pour life into somebody, if I can counsel them. In level one, we learned about a bite plan. Level two, we learned about BST, Barnabas, Silas, and Timothy. And now we know that a Barnabas is our mentor, Timothy, our younger brother, and Silas, our trusted friend. Let's grow this level together. Thank you.
I remember that game growing up. They used to be my favorite. Well, what we will find when we grow up and start leveling up is that the world around us looks different. We see things differently, and we see people differently. We call this third level the how we see level. How many of us can relate to the characters or circumstances we just saw? I know I can. Maybe we are in a very similar situation where we view ourselves as nothing, or maybe we see those people in our everyday lives. People who really believe that without being the most popular, the most accepted, the most wanted, the most whatever, means that we're nothing. That we have no value here, no purpose to be here if we can't contribute something to the world. At some point in our lives, we are all deceived by lies, especially this one. That we are worthless, that we made a mistake and can never be forgiven for it. That no matter where we go, our past is just going to follow us and keep us from growing to our full potential. This is what unfortunately happened to this young girl. She started talking to the wrong person and ended up showing him a part of her after he pressured her numerous times to do it. The man ended up taking a picture of her at that same moment and threatened her to show him more or he would post the picture to all her friends at school. She knew it was wrong and refused to do it, so the guy followed through with his threats. Amanda Todd tried moving to new places and going to new schools, but the man continued to follow her around using Facebook and kept sending the photo to the kids at each school she went to. Amanda Todd then started getting involved with alcohol and drugs and eventually even tried to kill herself. Soon after the first few attempts, she succeeded. Days before that horrible event, she posted this video explaining her situation and reasoning as to why she felt the need to end her own life. But what is really troubling with all this is, where were all the Christians? Where were the God followers who could have gone up to her and be her friend? There seemed to have been plenty of people rejecting her and beating her up and hating her every place she went to. Where were the growing Christians, people who could go up to her and say, hey, you and I, we are valuable to God, and there is nothing we could ever do that could separate us from his love. It wasn't just students Amanda Todd had contact with, but teachers, principals, vice principals, secretaries, nurses, school counselors, janitors, etc. Yet no one showed her any kindness or truth. You see, at some point in our lives, we have or we will encounter someone like Amanda Todd, regardless of what our occupation is. We have all seen someone who desperately needs to hear truth and be loved, and we are all capable of opening each other's eyes to the truth. We all have the ability to go to someone like Amanda Todd and show them love, show them compassion, and show them grace. Do you believe it would really make a difference in that person's life if we do so? Well, let's find out.
Well, I don't know where you're at on your journey tonight, but God's been trying to speak to you. He's trying to open your heart. He's trying to see if you'll listen to him. I don't know where you are, but maybe you've been boxing with God lately, just not giving him your all, or haven't given him anything. Well, it's time to talk to God. Maybe you're like the girl we saw, Amanda Todd, girl who we heard from Mr. Joe was struggling with sin, that she felt was so bad, it was keeping her from the potential that she could have been. She felt ruined, she felt alone, and she felt condemned. I'm gonna ask that the leaders come up and they line up behind me, because I'm gonna ask you guys, if you feel moved, to come on down and take a knee behind us and just pray and answer to God, because he's been calling out to you. So I'm gonna ask you guys to come down when you feel ready, to come down and kneel, because God wants to pray with you. God wants to talk with you. He wants to be with you, and we want to pray over you to let you know that you're not alone. You're not abandoned, that we're fighting this fight with you. It's time to answer God. See, I know how it feels to make a mistake. I know how it feels to feel like a failure. It hurts. But God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. He loved you so much that he wanted to be with you so badly that he sent his perfect, perfect son to die for us. It's time to open our eyes. It's time to stop boxing with God. It's time to give him everything because he won't relent. His love for us won't relent because his passion for us is unrelenting. Because that's the God that I serve. And that's the God that I want you to serve. Because he's better, better than anything, anything this world has to offer. His pursuit for us cannot be stopped. No one can take us from his hand once we're in it. No matter how hard the devil tries, we are his. So let's talk with God. Talk with God with what you learned, because he's forgiving. It's time to give him our all.
Yeah, so guys, come on down if you want to come pray with us. We're up here to pray with you guys. If not, if you see people struggling where you guys are sitting, you know, put a hand on them. Be there for them, just like God's there for us always. He loves you. We love you. Come on down if you want to.
We thank you for coming to Youth Night 2013. We hope God has touched your heart tonight. See you next week at 7 o'clock.